Good morning. It's good to see you all here today. I'm going to ask you to stand for the gospel. A reading from Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. So I envy those people who can do headstands, who can hang upside down on the monkey bars and watch the knees of their friends quickly run by. I envy people who can climb trees to examine birds' nests, and who sit above the rest of us, wondering why we seem to move so differently than when they see us face to face. I envy those who can swing from branches and sit perched on the top of fences. I envy them because I never let my feet leave the ground. I'm much more comfortable that way, safer, calmer, and unchanged. Risks are something that I simply don't take. You will never see me hang gliding, doing cartwheels, or riding on one of those terrible Ferris wheels at a carnival, because I am perfectly content just the way that I am. Waking up at the same time every day, calling the same people, eating the same dinner day after day. I'm perfectly content and perfectly unchanged. And I'm pretty sure that's how God wants me to be. That is, of course, until I start to read a little bit about what God really has to say. This week we begin a sometimes long and always confusing journey through some parables of Jesus. These parables are aimed at people exactly like me, and maybe even at people like you. Jesus speaks them not to comfort us or to praise us, but to make us think. He makes them confusing and without any right answers. He wants those of us who think we have it all together to leave with more questions than he came with. And he forces those of us clinging to the ground with our feet to hang from the monkey bars for a while. So I've been here at Bethesda for quite a while, and I know that we, along with most other Lutherans, tend to be ground clingers. We are confident in our theology. And if we ask our confirmation students, they might be able to tell us that we are justified by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know deep within our souls that there is absolutely nothing that we can do to earn God's favor, that salvation is a gift, that works are useless, that God loves us no matter what. We know this. And as a result, what do? Most of the time, absolutely nothing. We sit around confidently and comfortably knowing that God loves us, really that God loves everybody. So we'll just hang out with each other and stay away from those really scary monkey bars and Ferris wheels and things that make us take a few risks. But you know what we're actually called to do? We're called to be seed sowers. We're called to grab a hoe and a shovel and a bag of life-full seeds, and we're called to throw them out with wild abandon. We're called to cartwheel out into the world and spread God's word no matter where it might fall. And as for Lutherans, this is a very difficult task. Sharing our faith, reaching out to others, singing for all the world to see, it's usually not our cup of tea. But believe it or not, we have something to give to the world. We simply have been too scared or too shy or too self-involved to believe that we might have something to say to the world. That, as another preacher says, lies just outside our doors, groaning in pain, hungry for anything that will fill it up and make it whole, wrecked by sin and longing to be what it was created to be. We know this world. We live in this world, and you have a word to speak to it. Listen. Listen to what Jesus says. You are my very own child, and I love you more than you could ever imagine. I created you, and I formed you, and I nurtured you, and I molded you, and you have become exactly who I created you to be. You are whole simply because you are you and I am God. You are set free from all that holds you hostage. You are no longer bound by the confines of sin and death, of fear and self-doubt, of sadness and loneliness. The chains have been broken and you are free to live. Imagine what the world would be like if we acted like that were true. Imagine if you left here today knowing deep in your soul that God loved you, that no matter what you do, God frees you to live and work and breathe in the world which God has created. Imagine who you might tell. Who might need to hear that there is indeed one who sets them free to live, not in pain and sadness, but in joy and confidence? Who might need that seed that you hold in your pocket? Who might need this word that you hold back because you're more comfortable with your feet planted firmly on the ground? This parable is dangerous and risky because God is calling us out of our comfort zones and longs for us to step outside, to hang upside down, and to spread the seed. Jesus calls us even though we will fail, even though it will get snatched up or pushed away or misunderstood. He calls us even though we don't know what to do and don't always know what to say. He calls us because you have been given a gift that needs spreading because there is a world out there that is dying. And you have a word that lives. Jesus calls you to risk, to jump, to hang upside down from the monkey bars, and then to pray for the seed that is sown to bear the fruit of life that God so deeply desires. Amen.